CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The U.S. is on track to have its second busiest tornado year ever. Mississippi requested federal disaster assistance after tornadoes tore through the state, and it still hasn't received any 2 months later.
I know President Trump said that America first, we're going to help our American folks first, but we haven't seen the federal folks down here.
CBS's Nicole Skanga reports.
Mississippi is in a bit of a disaster purgatory right now. There were nearly 20 tornadoes that ripped through the state back in March. There were hundreds of houses destroyed during that time. At least 7 people killed as a result of that storm. The governor of Mississippi then applied on April 1st for federal funding for FEMA. We have not seen that funding come through, even though in neighboring Arkansas, which saw the same series of tornadoes and storms, that federal funding did come through on May 13th.
There are also concerns about weather service staffing. One office in hard-hit Kentucky has been closing nightly due to a lack of workers because of government cuts. Governor Andy Beshear was touring storm damage today with more severe weather in the forecast.
We need everybody to be weather aware. We need everybody to have a place to go tonight, preferably that has a basement.
There has been an arrest in the escape of 10 jail inmates in New Orleans. A sheriff's department worker, Katie Weiss, reports.
This maintenance worker is accused of helping the inmates turn off the water supply so that the inmates could then pull the toilet from the wall and successfully make their escape without getting drenched.
6 are still on the loose. President Trump was on Capitol Hill today to convince fellow Republicans to work past their differences and pass his budget plan. The president used words like unity, but there were veiled threats as well, as Natalie Brand reports.
The White House is framing this as a potential tax increase on Americans if it fails to move forward. President hoping that he can seal the deal, at least when it comes to the House.
Israel claims more than 90 aid trucks entered Gaza today. The UN says no aid has reached Palestinians. In the meantime, Israel is pressing ahead with its military offensive, and Britain is suspending free trade talks in response. Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
The level of suffering, innocent children being bombed again, is utterly intolerable.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 268 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tonight's Common Council meeting in Racine gets going at 6. On the agenda, discussion on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a $21,000 payout to a resident. That resident's car was destroyed by a branch from a city-owned tree. The meeting is open to the public at City Hall and will be streamed live on the city's YouTube channel. Racine police confirmed today the name of the boy shot and killed by a sibling last week. 11-year-old Jesus Valadares died after being accidentally shot by his 16-year-old brother Friday at a home on Prospect. The brother is now facing possible charges as the investigation continues. Dirt gets turned tomorrow on a new 50,000-square-foot behavioral health building in Racine County. Construction will be at the former Branham Lumber site on Taylor. The facility will centralize mental health and substance use services and includes a new 15-bed residential treatment program. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
And windy today with gusts out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour and showers and thunderstorms throughout today, continuing this evening and even rolling into tomorrow too. Soaking rainfall amounts are possible. High temperatures stuck to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
I'm sitting in railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel and Homeward Bound on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Well, the World Health Organization says alcohol kills 3.3 million people worldwide each year, or about one person every 10 seconds.
the Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Joker's to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle.
Wheeler's Wheel and Stuck in the Middle with you on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brewers are back in action tonight. Brewers all season long here on WRJN. Tonight, the Brewers are taking on Baltimore. It's a 6:05 pregame right here on WRJN. And Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Check out their entire schedule online at WRJN.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage. This year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN. You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. Want me around, and now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Work, 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 will you drive me crazy? Work, work, until the little bit.
1962, it's the Contours and Do You Love Me on WRJN. The Contours originally did not like that song. They thought it was too much like Twist and Shout. They didn't think it would do very well. Boy, were they wrong.
Change, change, change. I feel good.
Brown on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Farming's still a big thing in Racine County, so listen to the Midwest Farm Report weekday mornings 5 till 6. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police are recommending charges against the 16-year-old that shot and killed his brother last week in Racine. Authorities say 11-year-old Jesus Valadares was taken to the hospital by family but did not survive the injuries. Mayor Corey Mason called the loss devastating and is asking the community to keep the family in their thoughts. Those that relied on the LGBTQ Center of Southeast Wisconsin in Racine are looking for answers. Calls for transparency are growing after the center abruptly closed late last week. The center says on a website they're dissolving due to fundraising shortfalls and a challenging political climate. They've canceled all groups and events effective immediately. Some community members say the closure is leaving a critical gap in support. Go deeper on the story at RacineCountyEye.com. The Racine Common Council tonight will decide whether to overturn a mayoral veto. Mayor Corey Mason has opposed the payout of a $21,000 claim for tree damage. It was for a resident whose car was destroyed by a falling branch from a city-owned tree. The mayor cites fiscal responsibility, but critics point to larger city expenditures and recent other litigation as evidence of inconsistency. The meeting is open to the public at City Hall and will be streamed live on the city's YouTube channel. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wet and windy today, with gusts out of the east around 30 to 40 miles per hour and showers and thunderstorms throughout today, continuing this evening and even rolling into tomorrow, too. Soaking rainfall amounts are possible. High temperatures stuck to the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Diane Carlson is here, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what is the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine arts community.
Well, every once in a while, I like to talk about the Racine Arts Council itself.
Okay.
We here at the Racine Arts Council support and encourage artists and arts organizations in a number of ways. Of course, we have the comprehensive arts event calendar on our website at racinearts.org, where you can always find out what's happening throughout Racine County. And we encourage submissions to the calendar as well. We have the opportunity to share those events with you and your listeners through and through our social media channels. We provide art seed grants each year, and we'll be announcing this year's recipients very soon. We also host the Art Seed Showcase, workshops, and we really try to provide enrichment and enhancement and enhance collaboration. By the way, did you know, Kurt, that Racine County is in the top 12% of all counties in the U.S. for arts vibrancy?
I did not know that, but it doesn't surprise me. We got a lot of cool stuff here.
We got a lot of cool stuff here. It's a really special place. Racine Arts Council is super proud to be the oldest arts council in the state of Wisconsin. We're a nonprofit. We receive no government support for our operations. And with all that in mind, I just want to invite the golfers in the audience to join us on Sunday, August 24th, for our Positive Power of Art Golf Outing fundraiser. It's a fun, full day at Ives Grove with a scramble format. Now, I'm mentioning it today for a reason, because we have a really good deal going on right now. Early bird registration is available right now for just $100, which is a great price for a golf outing that includes golf, lunch, cart, and a hot buffet dinner and dessert. But the early bird pricing expires on Memorial Day, so if anybody would please consider joining us, they should register now. The registration link and all the golf outing details are on our website, racinearts.org, under the golf outing tab.
Yeah, you only got a few days to do it.
That's the, if you want to get a good deal, that's the timing.
Okay. And again, if we want more information about that, we go to the website, right?
Go to the website, racinearts.org.
By the way, do you want to hear my golf outing story?
Love to.
Okay, so this is 30 whatever years ago. I am not a golfer. Okay, I have golfed maybe a dozen times in my life. And I was working at this little radio station out in Iowa, and they were having a golf outing for like the Chamber of Commerce or something. And my boss said, "You're going." I said, "I don't have clubs. I don't play. You know, this is not my thing." He says, "No, you're going." So I borrowed some clubs. I went to the golf outing. And this tells you at the time how little I knew about golf. They were explaining the rules, and they said we're allowed one mulligan for each nine holes. And I turned to the guy next to me. I said, "Mulligan, what's that? Is that a kind of a beer?"
And it wasn't even a Wisconsin outing?
No. I couldn't believe it. It was fun, though. All right. And again, your website, racinearts.org. Get those registrations in this week.
We'd love to have you.
All right. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Thank you.
you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Radio Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or use the app to take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app wherever you get your app.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so exciting.
What you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay your victim if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling.
It's Blue Swede and Hooked on a Feeling on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Can't believe it's Memorial Day weekend already. Yeah, it's almost here. WRJN is teaming up with Racine's Beachside Oasis to bring the heat all season long. Join us for the Oasis's grand opening this Saturday, May 24th, with live music all weekend. Full Flavor on Saturday, Jinx Lee and the Fabulous Ravens on Sunday, and the Route 66 Band on Memorial Day. And between the sets, enjoy the timeless hits from WRJN. So let's make this summer unforgettable. We'll see you at North Beach.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave, made to order. Order made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Oh my God, you guys. Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
As the weather warms up, regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, take in the festivals, soak up the sunshine with a solid selection of Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs, easily foldable and transportable. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider also offers flexible care credit options and top-notch service to keep you on the go. Stop by the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Get moving and enjoy the ride with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Out of there, she loves me, but I don't fit
as WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Well, here's something from the Obvious file. A survey has found that 90% of us eat snacks we know are not good for us.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There's a change coming to the way COVID shots are recommended or not. Sabrina Cupid reports.
The FDA is saying that it will limit access to COVID-19 vaccines going forward for people 65 years old or older and those who are at high risk of becoming seriously ill if they are infected. The agency also going to require manufacturers to conduct clinical trials to show the efficacy of the vaccines in healthy younger adults and children. A group of vaccine experts that advises the CDC on vaccine recommendations is scheduled to meet in late June.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his appointees continue to scrutinize the use of vaccines for a number of diseases. President Trump was on Capitol Hill today pushing fellow Republicans to back his budget plan. Nancy Cordes reports.
He has to strike while the iron is hot. This bill has now passed.